So I'm picturing now someone in Amsterdam who already has had this experience of Dramsoc and acting, is a good storyteller, is a character, probably social. And I'm wondering, within part of the things that was happening then, was it also about coming out?
Yeah, I mean, I went to Amsterdam and I had never been to London except on a school tour, and I had been to Dublin on a school tour, so I'd never left Ennis. I'd never been on an aeroplane. I was 20 years of age. I think these days it seems so. And I moved to Amsterdam, which is just ridiculous. And also, I had never seen pornography, for instance, in Ennis. You know, these things. And suddenly they were in the supermarket. They were
in the shop
window. In the shop windows. And there was prostitutes in shop windows. And there was people smoking drugs and everything. Now, since the culture shock of that alone was quite alarming. But I also stepped into my first gay bar when I was in Amsterdam. And I remember I stepped in and I was so shocked by it because nobody was hiding in a dark corner. I was so surprised at it. And I remember I must have looked really surprised because this English guy who was over for a weekend turned to me and said, "Are you all right?" And I turned to him and said, "Are all these people gay?" And he laughed and laughed and laughed. And he just went, "Oh, bless. Oh, bless. Oh, bless." And that was the start of me feeling that sometimes you put invisible boundaries around yourself. And sometimes an experience like almost sometimes a shocking experience, but an experience that makes you look around and go, actually, there's no boundaries, you know, around me feeling bad about myself. It's only me putting them on myself. And so I stepped out. And after that, I just didn't give a damn anymore. I was like, well, you know, if you've got a problem with it, it's your problem. It's not my problem.